This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Ian.
Nicholas Mountain here.
And the captain.
There are massive protests going on in various different parts of the planet, including Australia, Melbourne, and Canberra. Melbourne, tons of people out in the streets fighting with the police. It has gotten violent there. Police and protesters in multiple fights. I've seen videos online of pepper spray coming out and hitting peaceful protesters. I've seen people breaking through police lines in large numbers.
I saw some like first person footage. Somebody who was in one of these protests. I don't remember if it was Australia or France, but there were like cops on horses and like, you know, the like the riot police looking guys with the shield, and like people broke
through
and they ran, and like cameras were chasing them, police were chasing them, and all that kind of stuff. It looked pretty compelling.
I definitely saw some from Melbourne in that case, but it could have been France as well. I mean, there's a ton of people in the streets, according to the AP.
I find it easier to believe that horse-mounted police were in Melbourne than in Paris.
Yes.
According to the AP, in Sydney, more than 250 people were protesting lockdowns and were arrested. More than 250 people who were protesting. So there were thousands out there protesting. 250 arrested, faced fines for defying health orders. In fact, I don't know if you heard, they also arrested an organizer, and he's now sentenced to 8 months in prison.
I did see that. I had, I think I bookmarked that for show prep, but it didn't come up today.
It's just crazy what's going on. I mean, the people are finally standing up, but is it going to mean something? You know, what comes next after this?
Maybe you shouldn't have let them take your guns away.
Yeah, I mean...
And I don't mean that... it's easy to read into that what I'm advocating is some kind of violent resistance, but that's the exact opposite of what I mean.
What do you mean, then?
I mean that when you are capable of making when you're capable of making a violent resistance is when you don't have to. The fact that you have the potentiality of violence is what keeps people from getting violent.
So, I mean, in the United States, obviously some states have bigger gun restrictions than others, more restrictive restrictions. Did we see the restrictions on COVID, were they stronger in those states, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, without a doubt. So California and New York overall the most restrictive in every regard, but especially in COVID, have some of the most oppressive gun laws in the entire, well, certainly in the United States, but in the entire world, honestly. So if you look at the places that have the least restrictive gun laws, very frequently the government is a little bit wary about upsetting those people.
I think there is some truth to that, but overall there were a ton of restrictions, even in states with relative gun freedoms. People went along to get along.
I think that New Hampshire was a complete exception to the usual rule there, and the reason that we were an exception to that is because our governor decided that we were the same place as Boston, and in places like Texas... Texas is one of the most free states regarding COVID restrictions, and they have at least a culture of gun ownership.
They had a mask mandate in Texas.
I didn't say it was perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're no, what, South Dakota?
No, nothing was near South Dakota as far as its restrictions. Now, to be fair to New Hampshire, there were some pretty big loopholes you could drive a Mack truck through.
That's true.
And very, very little enforcement of the so-called rules. But that said, people did seem to be very obedient and, you know, did what they were told.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they'll do it a second time remains to be seen.
I think that's largely just the East Coast mindset. The East Coast mindset is a get-along-to-go-along sort of thing where, like...
But New Hampshire's mindset is leave me alone. New Hampshire, the New Hampshire natives, the Granite Staters, a lot of them have the live-for-your-die mentality of, you know, I'll leave you alone, you leave me alone.
Well,
that's
the government
baked in here.
Very clear, we will not leave you alone unless you have a mask on.
Well, that was what they said, but there weren't really many violations. Even for the businesses, there were only 8 violations, and New Hampshire is the only state that's actually paying them back. There's refunding the 8 people, the
well,
8
yeah,
businesses.
From an administrative level, but from a social level, strangers that I have never met before, and I'm new to the area, so mm-hmm. it was pretty easy for me to bump into strangers, you know, and I didn't wear a mask the whole time. I, you know, I might right. be one of very few people that hasn't donned one as of yet. And I hope to keep that streak alive. But, you know, that's beside the point. What I'm saying is a whole bunch of people, like, would verbally chastise me or say things to me about not wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, there was a whole thing of social pressure by the people, the residents of at least the areas that I traveled
horizontal
in.
Enforcement.
Yes, or peer pressure, if you'd like to, mm-hmm. you know, use a more eloquent term, I guess. But there certainly was, you know, the people of New Hampshire who may or may not have this attitude of live free or die and, you know, that kind of a thing, certainly put the social pressure on people who
But how many were from New Hampshire and how many were from Massachusetts? Did
or
you ask
Vermont?
Them?
No, I didn't, but... Yeah.
Well, I think that there is a very hypocritical perspective of live free or die, because if you talk to a TSA agent... In the mm-hmm. Manchester airport, they'll be like, yeah,
live
all about live free or die. Yeah, yeah. That's what our whole...
As they're patting you down.
Right.
Excuse me while I run the back of my hands under your testicles.
That's right.
It's just the back of my hands. Mm-hmm. It's not some kind of state oppression, because live free or die.
Yeah.
But no, and that's exactly it.
I've had those conversations with those guys.
They have... Completely conflict. It's doublethink.
Yeah.
It's literally doublethink.
Absolutely.
On the one hand, they define themselves by a live free or die mindset, and yet they are absolutely going along to get along. Keep your head down, keep your nose to the grindstone, and be completely obedient serfs.
Well, I'll tell you what, Texas was not some sort of free place. I went down there to pick up Bonnie back in January, and we went to a like a taco place, mm-hmm. just one of those local taco joints. And those kids behind that counter could not believe somebody walked into their business without a mask on. Because I'm not putting a mask on.
This was, in the city?
This was in the city of San Antonio, Texas.
Mm.
And there's a mask mandate statewide.
And honestly, as much as the difference from state to state is important, the difference from city to rural...
The rural, huge difference.
Huge.
Yeah.
So big.
Yeah, Mark Edge likes to point that out. City folk versus country folk.
Mm-hmm. City mice versus country mice.
Yes.
Which, I am no mouse. I am a man. But
yeah.
He's got a point. No, really, that is a significantly important difference. Like, okay, sure, San Antonio, Houston, Austin, Dallas-Fort Worth. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of that peer pressure for obedience there. But if you look at Texas... Like, it's a chunk of the planet,
mm-hmm.
almost none of which is the big cities that I just mentioned.
I was showing a friend of mine back in the Seattle area the video of the protest at the food co-op here in Keene.
Yeah,
where
people
thing.
Went inside the co-op without masks on, what, like a dozen plus people at
yeah.
least?
And so there, great footage. And so I was showing him that, and I'm like, this is, you know, what goes on here in New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's like, man, I tell you what, if somebody tried that here, I think they'd get lynched.
Mm.
So that's, you know, a difference in mentality from city folk versus country folk, right? Because he's in the middle of, you know, Seattle metropolitan area, right? And I'm out here in Keene, New Hampshire now.
Well, and I think that's a big thing that's happening in the far left. Is that there is a huge division that's happening between people along the masks and, more importantly, along the vaccines.
Yeah, it seems to me that if you are pro-mask and pro-vaccine, that you're generally on the left.
Well, not so.
Really?
So there's an extraordinary number of, let's call them sort of crunchy left. You know, the granola left.
I mean, I get
hippies.
That there's some fade
yes.
in and fade
hippies.
Out, you know, if you will, to that. You know what I mean? There's some overlap there. Not all. I'm
right.
not saying all, but I'm
like,
just saying generally.
Like, this is dividing the hippies from the tankies. That's what's happening, and no one talks about it.
What's a tanky?
Yeah. Tanky is authoritarian left.
Oh.
Like, yeah, like socialists. Like, you will be demanded to surrender your goods so that we can have a commune of goods and provide for general well-being.
And that's the thanks we get?
Yeah.
603-283-6160 is the number here. Got a little bit more about what's happening in Melbourne, Australia. Cracking down, many arrests, lots of tickets. They stopped 38,000 cars. I'll tell you more about that coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free, too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live, you can bring up anything here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And the captain.
And for a long time, liberty-minded folks have wanted something like liberty.menu. Now they have it. It's exclusively for people who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, then you ought to be listed over at liberty.menu with the things that you do. Maybe you've got a business, you've got an event that you want to promote, a digital content you want people to know about. You can list all of those things, and you can do it for free. And then other people in the freedom movement will see it. And maybe you'll get some new business. Who knows? Go to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL, and you'll get a free Talk Live listener badge on your profile there. That's liberty.menu. We go to your phone calls and thoughts to start things out here. Jerome is on the line listening in South Carolina to WTMA in Charleston. Go ahead, Jerome.
Hey, you know, you brought up Texas. You know, the governor of Texas, he had that little smart-aleck attitude, you know, about masks, who needs masks and all that. And guess what happened? Now, he's tested positive.
Okay.
Okay.
What does that have to do with the mask? So what?
So what? People are dying. That's so
right. Right now, there's a headline at studyfinds.org. New research reveals, this isn't a shock, by the way, to any of us who've been paying attention, cloth masks filter just 10% of exhaled aerosols, with many people not wearing the coverings that fit their face properly. So they're admitting now that the masks don't even do anything.
So I also think the masks don't do anything and also got the virus.
Are you a doctor?
Depends on what you mean by doctor.
No.
I'm not a state-recognized doctor, if that's what you mean.
You're a doctor BS.
I have a state-recognized doctor that tells me this is BS.
Yeah, well, he's full of it. Yeah.
Okay, he's not the only one. There's more than one that I know of that believes that.
Getting shots aren't important either, right? No mask and no shots.
No. Shots are important. They're just adverse.
No. And what way?
They're bad for you. They are powerfully bad for you.
When did you start trusting the pharmaceutical industry?
Wait a minute. Based on your medical expertise, right?
Would you like my references?
Yeah. Where did you go? Hey, you sound like Rand Paul. Yeah.
He's a doctor. Rand Paul is an actual doctor.
He is a legitimate doctor.
I appreciate the compliment, and I certainly hope that I sound like Rand Paul whenever I talk about Dr. Falsey.
Jerome, when did you start trusting the pharmaceutical industry?
Good question.
Look, you know what I saw? The majority of these states that have tested positive, the people in these states, people who haven't had their shot, and the states that are run by Republicans.
No. I'm going to ask you again, Jerome, because in order to have a conversation, you have to be able to ask each other questions when you don't understand something. Did you hear my question that I've already asked you twice?
Ask your question.
When did you start trusting the pharmaceutical industry?
Well, who you want me to trust? Trust the Republicans?
No.
No. No shots, huh? No.
How many times do you have to call this show? Do we have to tell you
don't
we don't trust any of these people?
Republicans. Do not do it.
Don't trust any of these people in politics, whether they be Republican or Democrat.
Side note, don't trust Democrats.
The left. You're always making comments about the left. You know you're talking about Democrats.
They're in power.
We were talking
so they
trash.
They do more things right now.
During Trump and during Bush, we talked trash about the Republicans more often. You weren't listening then, I guess, even though you called during Trump.
By the way, they're like blaming Biden for the pullout and everything. You know
what do you mean blaming Biden? I praised Biden for that. I said Biden made the right choice to pull out of Afghanistan.
Yeah, but the Republicans don't think so.
We're not Republicans, dude.
Well, hold on. I mean, you're right, of course. But, no, he does bring up something very important. Like, we need to be on our guard about the fact that Republicans are starting to move back into their pro-war ways.
The neocon kind of ways.
They're starting to move back into neoconism. It's going to be one of those, like, thin edge of the wedge things. And, like, no, we need to
pay real close attention. That's how mindless all of this is. And we're going
to
get into people getting dumber here in just a moment. But that's how mindless all of this is. If the Democrats are in office or in power, the Republicans usually sound more pro-freedom. But all of a sudden, a Democrat pulls out from Afghanistan, and now the Republicans are like, oh, crap, well, I guess we got to be pro-war again, you know, because they were, Trump was pulling out of Afghanistan, and to be fair, some of the Republicans hated him for it, so there was some divisions.
They didn't make that. There wasn't no big deal about that. They didn't
what
make
do you
a
mean?
Big deal. When Trump wanted to pull out, they weren't making a big deal about it.
Like, yes, they were, dude. There were huge headlines about how Trump is putting the, you know, the Afghanistan people in danger, and the same crap's being said about Biden today. If you take the blinders off, you might be able to see it.
They were also saying that about when he pulled troops out of Syria.
Jerome is unable to see through his own soap opera.
George Bush is the one causing us to be there. Okay.
No, it was George Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump that caused people to be there.
That was George Bush.
If Barack Obama wanted to undo it, he could have undone it, and he didn't.
How? With Republicans,
he issues the order.
He's the commander in chief. If he pulls everyone out of everywhere, we're done with the war.
What do Republicans say? They're going to do everything to make sure he fails? How
they couldn't
do
anything to make sure he fails. They never issued a declaration of war to begin with, so they didn't have to undo a declaration of war. He, as the president, can unilaterally decide what happens with the military. He can just say, all right, pack it up. Head out.
Hey, did you see the blowback from Afghanistan now with a Democrat in office? You think this would have happened with? What do you think would have happened with Obama?
What blowback?
What Jerome is doing right now is what some libertarians refer to as mental gymnastics.
Uh-huh.
Right. So when they're asked a direct question, they avoid the question and try to bring up some other.
He almost never answers the question. Almost never. What blowback are you talking about? Be specific.
They're talking about stories about people falling from airplanes trying to get out of there. Americans not able to leave because of the Taliban.
Do you think they faked the footage of the people falling off the airplanes?
No, I don't think they're faking this, man. I don't think they're faking. Just like I don't think they're faking stories about the COVID, okay? And people dying from that. I don't think they're faking that either.
I think they're faking the absence of stories of people dying from the vaccine.
You know what's funny? And thank you, Jerome, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Have you guys seen the pictures of the social media posts by leftists who, under Trump, were actually suspect of the vaccine?
Yes.
You can go back to 2020, when Trump was still in office. I'm not going to take anything that this president, this Trump, he's going to shove some vaccine down my throat. Mm-hmm. And then 6 months later, he's like, all right, I'm going to line both of my arms up, put it in my veins. I mean, there literally are posts like this, and they compare the same person, what they said in 2020, when Trump was in charge about being anti-vaccine, and now they're totally pro-vaccine.
And they're not the only ones.
And that's why we need to watch it with those Republicans who are starting to go back to their pro-war neocon ways.
Yep.
Like, guys, you actually made a step forward. You were questioning the establishment. You were questioning the institutions. You were saying, we've been at these useless wars too long.
Yep.
And now it's starting to sneak in through the back door that, well, tribal affiliations, if Biden's going to take them out, then I'm going to be against the end of war.
Biden bad, everything Biden do bad, therefore pro-war, right?
So we gotta watch that and make sure it doesn't develop.
603-283-6160 is the number. You can join us here on the radio, the live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New data says COVID vaccinations are again on the rise amid the current spread of the Delta variant of the virus. White House COVID-19 Data Director Cyrus Shapar tweeting Saturday that 1.05 million doses were administered on Saturday, the third straight day that over 1 million doses were given. More than 60% of Americans 12 and up are now fully vaccinated against COVID. And New York City has declared a state of emergency as New England braces for Hurricane Henri. The Category 1 storm is expected to make landfall Sunday afternoon on Long Island or in southern New England. Hurricane warnings are in effect along Long Island to Montauk Point and for New Haven, Connecticut to west of Westport, Massachusetts. The storm's effects are expected to be felt throughout the Northeast, inland as far away as Albany, New York. If Henri is still hurricane strength when it makes landfall, it would be the first direct hit by a hurricane for New England since Hurricane Bob in 1991. This is USA Radio News. A family of four has been caught trying to break COVID rules, trying to enjoy some R&R. Mike Fortier has the details.
A family vacation now has a Florida couple facing criminal charges. A husband and wife from Miami Beach arrested last week in Hawaii for using fake vaccine cards while trying to enter the state. Hawaii requires proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test to enter the state without having to quarantine. It was the vaccine cards for their kids that tipped off a screener at the Honolulu airport.
The screener at the airport, when they came through, noticed an anomaly about the age of the children and the vaccine, and that's how we got it.
Hawaii Attorney General Special Agent Joe Logan talking to NBC 6. The kids' ID showed they were too young to have gotten the vaccine. The couple charged with misdemeanors and could get a year in prison. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the final round of the Northern Trust will be delayed by a day due to Hurricane Henri. The PGA Tour announced Saturday that the final round of the first FedEx Cup playoff event will move to Monday. A tropical storm warning is in effect in the area of the Liberty National Golf Club. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And L Captain Kickass.
Coming up, Peakless, you are going to be sharing with us some probably not so shocking news about children and their ability to process information or intelligence after COVID, after mask mandates, things like that, or during, I guess, because they're not letting up.
So this is about hang on, before you go on. During the pandemic.
Before you go on, I just want to say to our listeners, El Captain Kickass, that's Spanish for the Captain Kickass. Just wanted to translate.
Good to know. All right, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything here. The number is 603-283-6160. Let's talk to Clamoring. She is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. I wanted to just touch base on vaccines.
Okay.
What is going on with the pandemic? So I have a lot of, I'm in the Liberty community, so I have a lot of anti-vaxxer friends. But I would not categorize myself in that group. So I often butt heads with people who are anti-vaxxers. But I think that as libertarian, anarchist types, it's like my body, my rules.
Amen.
Nobody should be forced to put any kind of vaccine or anything in their body that they don't want.
Yeah, I'm a pro-choicer. I mean, I'm not necessarily anti-vax, although I'm quite skeptical of them in general. I think it is your choice. It's your body, and you can do what you want with it.
The problem that I have is that people who are pro-vaccine don't allow you to have that distinction. If I say that I am for individual choice in the matter of vaccines, anybody who is pro-vaccine is going to call me an anti-vaxxer.
You're not wrong about that. So I'm coming in this conversation as a mom. So my five-year-old, I would make a certain choice for whether or not I wanted the vaccine, but I would make maybe a different choice for her because of the, you know, hasn't really the testing. I'm just not sure.
Now, are you saying in general or with regards to the most popular vaccine today?
What is the most popular?
The COVID vaccine.
There's like three different COVID vaccines.
Sure. Fair enough. I mean, are you talking about making that choice for vaccines in general or for this set of vaccines? Because I do think that those are different choices for a child.
You're right. And that's exactly the distinction that I wanted to make. Like, I'm perfectly able to, you know, read whatever I read on the internet and make that choice for myself. But making that choice for a minor who really isn't able to consent.
Yeah, it's like a huge responsibility.
Just totally different decision, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's also a different decision between, like, okay, do I give you a mumps, rubella, and measles vaccine, which, I mean, for all of the downsides of it, we at least have some data on what that does.
Some number of decades of usage.
Right. And those are diseases that do frequently attack children.
Mm.
Whereas
this one, on the other hand.
Right. Whereas SARS-CoV-2 does not attack children, and we don't have any kind of data on what these so-called vaccines will do long term.
No, it's all very, very new. And it's my job as her mom that, you know, like, I have to make the decisions for her. It's easier to make the decisions for myself.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But,
well, you can ask yourself whether you consent or not. Whereas, like, a child is kind of like someone who is drunk or crazy. In the sense that, like, at the moment, they cannot make decent decisions, but there will come a time that they can.
Clamoring, anything else you want to share?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Number here is 603-283-6160. And I think that's a good segue into what you were bringing in here tonight, Peakless. You're looking at a study of children born during the so-called pandemic?
A study has shown.
What did they learn? And where's this study? What's the source on this?
So this is from bizpacreview.com, which is Business and Politics. Disturbing study results indicate babies born during pandemic have lower IQs. Now, I'm not surprised at all by this, and specifically, one of those pieces of information that almost no one seems to have is that when a pregnant, expecting mother has a high cortisol level, that cortisol destroys nervous tissue in the developing child.
Okay, so I just, rudimentary question, possibly. It's possible to give a human being that's less than a year old or less than 2 years old an IQ test?
Probably. Just they have to do real basic things, well, I would guess, like object permanence or, you know, can you put a square in a triangle?
Okay. That seems weird to me.
But. Well, and to be fair, that is one of the critiques of IQ testing is that there is this whole system of testing it according to one's age and dividing that result by the expected abilities.
What does it talk about the methods in the study? Tell us more about this,
please. All right. I'll go into it. So disturbing preliminary findings, and they are preliminary. But here's the thing. So we do have some data on this, And the question is, are we going to keep pursuing this? Because this is an important question. Because if you are literally decreasing the intelligence of human beings, then we should pay really close attention to this.
Sounds like something the government wants.
Well, and that's kind of what I was getting at with my line of questioning, is my thought was, well, is this a result of the pandemic? How do we know that it's a result of the pandemic versus a result of all of the government efforts to keep people just smart enough to, you know, move the machinery along, but dumb enough to realize their oppression?
Well, and it may just be that we've sort of hit the crook in the hockey stick on dumbing down Americans. That's definitely possible. And what I would like to see, in order to sort of flesh that out is, seeing whether people reacted strongly to the pandemic, were very afraid of it, as compared to those who did not react strongly to the pandemic.
Yeah, are their kids dumber than the other groups or whatever?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, yes, this is preliminary research.
But you'd probably also find that the people who were against the vaccines are more likely to homeschool, and so they're more likely to be concerned and be directly involved in their kids' learning.
And that might be some information that we need to do controls for.
But what did they find out here?
Well, they found that children born during the pandemic exhibit significantly lower IQ scores than babies who were born before January of 2020. Now, the culprit could be the fact that the first 1,000 days of a child's life are the most crucial in their development cycle, and the pandemic has impacted the growth period, according to this study. Now, researchers' findings were posted on MedRxiv before a peer review occurred on August 11th. A survey was conducted among approximately 672 children in Rhode Island. Now, I will absolutely step out in front of this and say that is not enough data. That is not
too
enough
localized.
Data.
Yeah, the sample size isn't big enough.
It's not. But it does indicate the need for future research.
Mm-hmm.
And are we going to pursue this?
Well, I know outside of the show, Pequis, you and I had discussed the impact of masking on, you know, infants and children, you know, development. I think Ian, you and I have.
I find it terrifying.
Well. But like, I mean, that sort of plays into that, right? If the children cannot see what your face is doing,
right?
You know, when they're developing, you know, when you're, you know, cuddling with them, or if you're trying to speak to them, or whatever.
They don't know if they're right or wrong. They aren't getting feedback from the facial expressions of their parents.
A lot of the inborn mechanisms that babies have is in the face. So if you stick your tongue out at baby, they will stick their tongue out at you.
Right.
How on earth do they do that? Well, they have all of this inborn machinery that has everything to do with human faces.
There's more of the story, right? I want to hear about it. Coming up, 603-283-6160. I presume they're going to tell us what exactly they studied these Rhode Island children. And we're talking about New England kids here. These are some of the most obedient families out there. So, I mean, it would be interesting to compare them to, like, Idaho or New Hampshire kids. More coming up here. It's Free Talk.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,150. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. Are the children born during the so-called pandemic dumber than previous generations? Previous babies? We're going to look at a study that Peakless Mountaineer brought in to share with us. There's more on that on the way here tonight. Of course, you can help us by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier like Spartacus has done. Spartacus is a platinum level amplifier, which means Spartacus is contributing at least $25 a month to the AMP program.
Wait, so I'm not Spartacus?
You can be Spartacus too.
Oh, okay.
I'm Spartacus?
Yeah. There's no reason why you can't be Spartacus.
Okay.
But in this case, this is the platinum.
Are you not Spartacus?
Well, he was saying that this other guy, Spartacus, was an amplifier.
You're just not the platinum amplifier, Spartacus.
I am not.
That's all. And so he is, and or she, I don't know. But thank you, Spartacus, for supporting the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You can join it for as little as $5 a month. Spartacus did five times that amount, at least. So thank you for that. Appreciate
it. Really is Spartacus.
Going above
some
and beyond.
Spartacuses are cooler than others.
Is the plural
Spartacai?
Spartacai?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. amp.freetalklive.com. You can help us get on more radio stations, bring the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as we possibly can while we're still free to speak them.
No, it was a flock of Spartaca.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts, and we'll get back into your study that or the study that you brought in, Peakless. But first, we have David. He's on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, this is about exposing abusers in our government and their non-governmental partners. Based on an article here in KOAT.com, can the police arrest you for drunk driving while you are sitting in your garage? And this is exposing several different government and non-government players at in one swoop. So I had questions about this unlawful address, arrest, which a judge decided was an unlawful address. And the Rio Rancho, New Mexico police As you can see in the video, the female officer is a total a-hole and needs to be fired, Mayor Greg Hull. And secondarily, Mayor Greg Hull, I called
you. Whoa. What happens in this video?
A woman is getting away with DUI. She's getting away with it in a way that protects the rest of us because no cop saw her driving, period.
Mm-hmm.
They caught up to her after somebody had reported her as possibly drinking and driving, but they caught up to her after they found her in her garage based off a license plate number that was given to them.
No.
And at that point, they have no reasonable suspicion to approach her, detain her, enter her home, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, but what happens? So they show up at her house. She's still in the garage. What happens?
Yeah, she's still in the garage, and I'm going to tell you what happens. But first of all, I want to get this in because otherwise I won't get it in. So I called to discuss this with Mayor Greg Hull of Rio Rancho, who is with this police department since he's the mayor. And he was on radio station KKOB in Albuquerque taking questions. I called in with a question about this arrest. And the producer, Francina Walker, call screener, went to him in the booth face-to-face and presented my question that I wanted to ask about this. And Mayor Greg Hull categorically refused to discuss it whatsoever, which is not acceptable. And I don't care what.
Not surprised.
Yeah, right. And that's the
tell us what happened, though. Okay, so the woman's in the garage. What happens?
Okay, so what happened is, and Mayor Greg Hull needs to go, and the radio station is helping Greg Hull avoid.
Dude, if you're not going to answer the question, I'll just go look it up myself. Will you just tell us what the hell happened
on the grassy knoll of that garage that day?
The cops come in and they jack her around and they arrest her, and then she goes to court and the judge throws the DUI out, and
really?
Now the Rio Rancho police are being sued for a violation of civil rights.
Wow. Okay, but specifically in the garage when the cops came out, I'm glad to hear it got thrown out. I'm really surprised about that. But in the garage, did they ask her, was she just driving? Did they ask her to take a breathalyzer?
Yeah. Yeah, they had the female cop comes up to the window of the car. The woman is sitting in her car listening to music in her garage, in her car, and in a smart, ass tone says, "What you drinking?" And the woman says nothing, and the cop's in her garage. And then the cop continues to go through, the stupid cop questions and being a smartass the entire time, the female cop. And anyway, they end up doing whatever and arresting her.
So was the garage door open or did the cops let themselves in?
No, the garage door was open. The woman is in the car, in the garage, and they, based on a license plate number provided to them by a hearsay witness, entered this woman's home.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. It reminds me of a guy that I met while I was in jail, not this time around, but the previous time when I was in jail for civil disobedience a decade ago. He knew of a person who had been arrested in a very similar circumstance. The cops had been called on this individual. Actually, I think I met the individual. Anyway, the guy was in jail for DUI for 21 days.
Okay.
And I was in jail for civil disobedience for 90-day sentence, but, that's neither here nor there. The person was driving, and maybe they had had a drink or two. Maybe. I don't know. But they got home. The cops showed up, knocked on the person's door. They weren't in the garage at this point. They were in the house.
Mm.
Knocked on the person's door. Person goes, answers the door. He's had a beer since he's been home because he's sitting in front of the TV. He's home. So he's drinking at home, and they breathalyze him and arrest him for DUI.
Wow.
So you absolutely can be arrested. Now, I don't know, he was sentenced to jail for that case, so I don't think they dropped the charges in that case. And I think it's because he likely admitted to the police that he had been driving.
I mean,
and so therefore, boom, you're under arrest.
I've heard of people getting arrested for DUI for sleeping in their car.
Yeah.
In like a parking lot or even their own driveway.
Even with the
like
keys
that.
Out of the ignition, I've heard of that happening.
Oh, occasionally, yeah. I've heard of that as well. So it wouldn't have, it kind of doesn't surprise me that this happened, but it shouldn't. It shouldn't happen at all.
No, it's sick.
Well, okay, what should happen once you're home, they respect your property and leave you alone.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I mean, I seem to recall us having a whole bunch of things about you having to have a warrant to come into my house.
You generally do. However, if you leave the doors open, then arguably you've invited the vampire
all
in.
Nonsense.
No, all they
nonsense.
Have to do.
If I open my door, I might just want some air.
You might.
And no, there's actually an astonishing number of cases that go down to that, where though the winds of heaven may blow through it, mm-hmm. no agent of the state may transgress upon it. Like, really, there's a whole bunch of stuff about just because I open the door doesn't mean that I'm inviting you.
They've given themselves permission. Just all they have to do is say, I smelled something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
smell marijuana.
And in the case of...
smell alcohol.
Yeah, the caller in the story there, you know, it was somebody called in. Right, so it could have been somebody that this person irked the wrong way, and they thought, sure. "Oh, I'm going to get some revenge, and oh, I'm going to call the tip line."
And all the cop has to say is, "I smell alcohol." And
I don't think they even have to.
Actually, they're not allowed to do that. In most cases, they are no longer allowed to rely on their sense of smell to determine the presence of alcohol.
I mean, are they right? You know.
No, apparently that has been enough of a thing that you can be like, if they're like, "What's that you're drinking?" It's like, "Smell it," and they're like, "I'm not allowed to."
I believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I think I've heard of something like that passing maybe in like one city, but I don't think that is a
that has been my personal experience.
Really?
Yeah. That apparently that has been so much of a thing where they're like, yeah, we're not allowed to do that.
I mean, when you know, when I'm partying with people or they're partying with me, or if I've had a party at my place and I wake up the next day, I can certainly smell which glasses, you know, have alcohol in them versus which ones don't. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, commonly accepted that people can tell the difference by smell. But, you know, has it been my thing where they're not going to do it, not use it as probable cause? I don't know.
My personal suspicion is that that has too often disqualified people from crimes. Where they're like, yeah, I didn't smell alcohol. They're like, well, let's just not rely on your sense of smell to disqualify people from crimes. Like, they might be guilty of, you know, drinking and driving, even though you didn't smell the beer.
Well, I'd be careful. I mean, maybe you're right. I hope you're right, Peekless, but we're not legal advisors. That's not legal advice. We don't know. Laws may differ in your state or your ostensible political jurisdiction, wherever you happen to be. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. We got more information. Peekless is going to share more from this study of children born during the so-called pandemic scoring lower on intelligence quotient, IQ, than previous years.
Kids are dumb.
And I want to hear
a lot.
And I want to hear more about this. Now, a 600-plus study size isn't small, but it all happened in Rhode Island, so that's kind of, there's a question mark on that for me, because it's not spread across the whole country.
We definitely need more study on this.
Yeah, but I'm curious to hear more about it, and we'll get into that coming up. Hour number 3 is on the way. You're welcome to join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 836160 plus coming up. We'll update you on the OnlyFans situation.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case.
Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.